Hey girl, hey, welcome back to Tia Pugh Talks Podcast. This is your host, Tia Pugh. I'm a speaker, author, but most known as the International Comeback Coach. Why? Because I teach women how to transform their life-altering setbacks into a world-changing success story. And after surviving 5+ years of homelessness and spiraling in seemingly never-ending toxic relationships, I am now on a quest to help women discover their purpose so they can turn them into profitable opportunities. To date, I have mentored over 300 women in the area of brokenness, toxic relationships, and online business. So whether it's homelessness, toxic relationships, or life-altering setbacks, or any other tragedy for that matter, I can coach you how to soar above it all. I do want to let you all know that I appreciate all of those that have been hanging out with me from day one. You loyal sis, and I definitely do appreciate you. If it's your first time hanging out with me, ooh, baby, you the bomb girl. You could be doing anything in the world right now, but you decide to come and hang out with your girl. So I definitely do appreciate you for that. I hope and pray that you've been having an amazing July. We almost out this thing. Let me give you the rundown on what's going on in my world. I'm now hosting live classes. In these classes, we talk about the real on some issues that you may be facing. You can only gain access to these classes by being on my email list or by personal invitation. This month, I hosted a live class on how to get out of your head and get into your dreams, visions, and goals. Oh yeah, I forgot to mention that these live classes are free. Yeah, I said it. They're free live. If you can make the live airing of the class, it's absolutely 100% free. But the replay will be available for purchase. If you want a copy of the most recent live class, How to Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Dreams, Vision, and Goals, then head over to Instagram at Tia Pugh Talks and click the link in the bio and you can get your copy today. Okay? There will be more live classes in the future, like next month future. So be sure to join the email list and stay tuned. If you know me, then you definitely know that I absolutely love my mom. We had talked about some issues that happened last year and some complications that we had and the fact that I was at the hospital a little bit more than I would have ever liked. But I'm hoping and praying that all of that has come to an end, as we did have surgery the other day. She had surgery the other day and surgery went well, and now she's just in recovery and resting. So I definitely am soliciting your prayers to pray for a speedy recovery for her. Also, if you are in the Atlanta, Georgia area, I would love to see your face and hug you. So listen, I'm going to be at the Glambitious Atlanta Entrepreneur Weekend on August the 23rd and 24th. I'll be one of the panelists speaking about purpose. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be a whole full weekend of fun. If you would like to get your tickets, then head over to Instagram at Tia Pugh Talks and click the link in the bio and you can get your ticket directly from the link in my bio. Be sure to connect with me on all social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, all of that, okay? At Tia Pugh Talks. All right, sis. So if you've been hanging out with me for any amount of time, then you already know how we do. We get right into it. So today's topic is overcoming self-sabotage. The first thing that you have to do as it pertains to overcoming self-sabotage is to realize that the first word of self-sabotage is self. A lot of times we like to play the blame game, and blame everyone else for our failures and disappointing moments, but not realizing that half the time we're the blame for a lot of our downfall. Yep, I said it. Be mad at me if you want to, but I don't care, because I came here to be real with you, not sugarcoat stuff and make it tickle your ear hairs. Nope, I ain't like that. In order to overcome self-sabotage, you have to realize that you are the main factor in this equation. It wasn't until I got to my lowest of lows that I finally decided to get real with myself. I realized that a great portion of the reason I was homeless, living in a bed bug, roach infested motel with no car due to a repo, was because I had made some poor decisions. I had went left when God told me to go right. I had done a lot, but not the right things. So I had essentially been going in circles, repeatedly following my own tail and not getting anywhere. I had to come to the realization that the enemy was inside of me. Yes, the enemy was inside of me. I was the enemy, not the devil, not the world, not the universe, not no one. I had to face my stuff and I had to accept responsibility for my part in my own demise and self-sabotaging behaviors. So my girl, my friend, my sister, are there some areas where you really need to check yourself before you wreck yourself? Or have you already wrecked and you don't see an ambulance in sight? If so, it's time to get back on track. It's time to get it together. Sit down with yourself and have a real talk moment. I would love to hear what you came up with. Send me a voice message on Instagram at Tia Pew Talks. Hey sis, hey, are you enjoying the podcast? It got deep really quick, didn't it? Well, if you're tired of self-sabotaging your dreams, goals, and relationships and would like to work with me on a one-on-one basis, come hit your girl up on Instagram at Tia Pew Talks. Let's get back into the show. Secondly, in order to overcome this powerful force called self-sabotage, you have to recognize the behavior. You have to recognize what you do, when you do it, and how you do it. Self-sabotage will show its ugly little head multiple times in multiple ways. So I just want to talk to you about three today. The very first one is procrastination. Yeah, when you know you should be doing one thing, but yet you're busy doing 50 other things, trying to hold off, put it off in hopes that possibly you won't have to do it. Some people use the phrase, "I work better under pressure," as a cover up. I've been there. I've done it. But it still doesn't discount the fact of it is what it is. Also, negative self-talk and thinking. You may ask me, how is this self-sabotage? Well, listen, you should already know that I'm going to tell you. Just give me a minute. Negative self-talk and thinking will make you give up on everything you think to do because it'll tell you things like, you're not good enough. You're not qualified. You don't have the same upbringing as the next person. You have one hell of a past. It wouldn't work out for you because of who your family is. You're stupid. I should be further along by now. So since I'm not going to do anything. Everything is going to be so hard. Everything is always so hard for me. The devil's a lie in the name of Jesus. Replace those phrases with things like, I am more than qualified. My past does not define my future. I am more than enough. I am extremely intelligent. I am beautiful. This is going to work out for me because I am a child of God. Things align for me easily. If you change your languages, listen, you would change your life. Another way that, another behavior that you may possibly have is perfectionism. This is when you find 101 reasons to not start, to not do something, to not complete the task at hand. Sometimes we work ourselves up with the thoughts of all that we have to accomplish. Take it one task at a time. Because even when I think about all the stuff that I need to get done within a day's time, oh baby, I get overwhelmed and I end up laying prostrate on my couch, forwarding all my assignments to my assistant. And that is extremely unfair. So stop. Just stop the foolery. Another reason perfectionism will show its ugly face is when you start comparing your chapter 1 to someone else's chapter 20. Yep, you'll quickly think you're not doing enough, or that you have to do things a certain way because that person over there at chapter 20 is doing them like this or doing that like this. No, boo-boo. There are levels to this thing. Slow down, little mama. Don't get yourself worked up and don't allow the enemy to deceive you and talk you out of the very thing that God has for you. Have you ran across a moment in the podcast that you absolutely loved? Well, share it on Instagram, sis. Share it with me. Holla at me at Tia Pugh Talks. I want to shout you out. And if you have enjoyed the podcast this far, well, let me get on back into it. So the third and final thing that I really want to talk to you about as it pertains to overcoming self-sabotage today is to recognize what's at the root. What's at the root of this procrastination, sis? What is it? What's really holding you back? Is it fear? Fear of what? The unknown? The never-ending possibilities? What about that really makes you fearful? These are real questions that you have to ask yourself. I mean, fear is nothing more than a paralyzing agent that the enemy uses to stop you from pursuing your dreams, visions, and accomplishing your goals. The funny thing I learned about fear some years ago is that once I start doing the very thing that I was fearful of, I found out that fear actually flees my body. Yes, it's almost as if it was never there. So if you can get over the initial feeling of fear and just do the thing that you are fearful of doing, you will be just fine. And you will see exactly what it is that I realized some years ago, that fear is not as scary as it portrays itself to be. Also, I want to let you know an acronym for fear. Fear is nothing more than false evidence appearing real. So fear is fake. Fear is not real. Fear is not something that you should allow to take over you. Don't sabotage what God has for you because of an emotion. Fear is nothing more than a paralyzing emotion. But maybe you're held up because of something else. Maybe your holdup isn't fear. Maybe it's not fear that's really got you bound up and tied up and not really wanting to walk in to whatever it is that God has for you. Maybe it's trauma. Things that you have experienced in your life that have hurt you to the point that you don't feel like you can move forward. Oh, I know what that's like. I know exactly what that's like. But what you have to do is really work on it. You have to get to the bottom of it. You have to get to the root of it and figure out what it is and allow yourself the time to heal so that you can truly stop self-sabotaging yourself. Because I'm telling you now that God has some great and mighty things in store for you. But in order for you to walk into them, you are going to have to stop fighting against Him. He's on your team. If anybody could be on your team, He's on your team. 150,000,000%. He's rooting for you and He has an amazing plan for your future. But in order to fully walk into that thing, if it's trauma that's holding you back, you have to deal with that trauma first and foremost, or else you will get a few steps ahead and then you'll realize, oh, well, I can't go any further because I still have this baggage. I still have this trauma that I'm holding on to. I've been there. It's happened to me too. So don't feel bad. I'm right there with you. I can totally relate and I totally understand. But again, that does not discount the fact that you have to do what you have to do. So, as you may have noticed, in order to overcome self-sabotage, there is a lot of self-work involved, but it does not mean that you cannot do it. The only thing you have to do is want to do it. So, go get your stuff, sis. Go get your stuff. Hey sis, hey, I'm your host Tia Pew. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Tia Pew Talks the Podcast. I really appreciate you listening. Come over and connect with me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and Snapchat at Tia Pew Talks on all platforms. Again, if you are in the Atlanta, Georgia area, I would love, 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 love to see your beautiful face, and I would love to hug on you and love on you. I'm going to be at the Glambitious Atlanta Entrepreneur Weekend on August the 23rd and 24th. I will be one of the panelists speaking about purpose. It's going to be an amazing weekend. If you would like to get your ticket, head over to my Instagram account at Tia Pew Talks and click the link in the bio and get your ticket like right now. Okay? Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so that you can be one of the first to know when a new episode drops. Okay? Let me leave you with this. Don't discount or shortchange yourself. You were created for something great. Don't let the enemy steal that from you. Sabotage cannot overcome you. You should overcome it. I love you so very much, sis. I hope that this has pushed you, inspired you, and enlightened you. Until next time, I see you out. Peace.